of this post is, my lesbian sister-in-law rode my cock in a parking lot. Sit back and enjoy the story.
My sister-in-law, Morgan, and I are pretty close. We keep each other's secrets. We message each other almost daily, and we feel comfortable enough to vent to one another. When Morgan came to live with us, I couldn't help but notice my attraction to her. She would spend the early mornings in nothing but a robe. Laced panties would be left on the bathroom floor. She was terrible at putting away her vibrators, and I couldn't help but think of her pleasuring her clit. Morgan got a new job and began an affair with a married woman. The two of them went out for drinks one night, and Morgan did not realize her co-worker's husband tagged along. As they talked and danced and drank, Morgan felt a warm tingling inside of her. A sexual urge. A ticking time bomb waiting to be fucked so desperately. Her panties were soaked by the time she called me and asked for a ride. When I came to pick Morgan up, I had no idea she was horny at this point. I park outside of the bar, and I text her, I'm here. She responds, and I wait. As she walks to my car, I notice she looks absolutely stunning. Her hair was done, she was tightly wrapped in her clothing, her makeup was on point. We talk and laugh as we drive back to our apartment. She told me she was really hoping to get fucked and how disappointed she was to not ride her co-worker's face. Naturally, my man brain envisions her pulling this girl's hair and jamming her clit against this woman's tongue. So, without thinking, I ask her, are you super horned up? Staring at the windshield, a big playful grin on her face, she replies, very. As we got closer to the apartment, she says, don't go home yet. Where do you want me to go? I feel her hand. It rubs my inner thigh. Her fingers find my dick through my jeans. She presses it into my leg and I feel it's warm in the late hours. I'm still focusing on the road as I hear my zipper being undone. I can't believe this is happening. Her soft hand grips onto my cock and starts gently pulling on it. Oh fuck. My sister-in-law has my cock in her hand. I need to find somewhere quick. I want her. I want her to take my warm cum. I can't think of anything else. I begin taking back streets until I find the perfect spot. Backed into a corner of a steep mountainous drop-off lies a large brown brick office building with black windows. The building was once a physical therapy center that had closed down years prior. The parking lot was dark and empty. The area of town was nicer. I knew this was a good spot. As I'm about to park, I hear a familiar sound. Her wet tongue separates from the roof of her mouth, and she lets out a moan. She wraps her pretty little mouth around my cock and starts to suck. Immediately, a billion marbles slide from the base of my skull down my spine as I watch her head bob up and down. She wants to be good for me. She wants me to feel pleasure. She wants the cum inside my dick. I start getting more sensitive. She looks up at me and smiles. We kiss. She nibbles on my neck. Her breath is hot against my skin. She bites into my ear. Fuck me. We crawl and giggle to the back seat. I drop my jeans to my ankles and she begins undressing. I cannot believe this is happening. All of those days she would get out of the shower in just a towel. The nights I would rub my cock to the thought of her. It all came to this. She's on top. She looks me in the eye as she reaches down and positions my dick. She slowly lowers herself down onto it and her face changes as she feels every inch push its way into her. She's moaning. She's bouncing on me. Up and down. Her pussy is wet and warm and tight. The walls of her vagina are gripping my cock in an attempt to pump the cum out. Her fingers press hard against my chest. My hands spread her ass cheeks as she rides my pole, her hips moving up and down. Her moans get louder and louder. I know I'm hitting the spot. She's yelling now, calling out my name. We're in the middle of an empty parking lot. Surely someone would see the car bouncing as she fucked her own pussy with my throbbing hard dick. Oh God, she says, gasping for air. Oh fuck, I'm coming. Her back tenses. She presses her mouth hard into mine. Her legs begin shaking. Electricity runs from her pussy and ass up to her spine. She wants more. She's fucking that cock hard. I can't hold it. I pump her with warm cum. She's moaning, gripping me in my seats. Fuck. Fuck. Her pussy sucks all of the cum out of me. My legs go numb as her body quivers. I filled her pussy up with cum.
The next story is posted by author Make This Last For Me from r/erotica. The title of this post is She Comes In Her Sleep. Sit back and enjoy the story.
My GF was super sleepy after I made her come again and again for almost 2 hours. I ate her pussy, fingered her, used toys, and I don't even know what else. I gave her many intense clit orgasms. Some were just one long intense explosion. Others were multiple orgasmic waves. But we also made her G-spot come. She screamed and thrashed and shook as I gave her orgasms that rocked her world and her perception of reality. Her body shook. She hyperventilated for a while. She kept saying, "Oh my God, oh my God." She clung to me and begged me to hug her tightly. After a minute, I asked her if she wanted me to put a pillow under what looked like an uncomfortable neck position. She answered with a nod and a strange little noise. I then asked her if she wanted me to reach for the water or pull a blanket onto us. She said, "Uh-huh." I chuckled and tried to clarify what she meant by asking which one. She then stammered and said, "I can't talk. I tell you these things so you understand exactly how exhausting and amazing that must have felt." She couldn't move much or walk. She couldn't talk. Thoughts were barely capable of forming in her mind. She was flying high. She was in another world. She was everywhere and nowhere at the same time. The only thing in her perceivable universe was me. After a while, she tells me that the experience was amazing. She thanks me, proclaims her love for me, and then starts to babble. She says, "I am yours. This is your body now. I give this to you. You can fuck me wherever and whenever you want. You can use me and deny me and do whatever you want. I'm yours." She gestures towards our favorite lube and tells me to put myself inside her. She curls into a fetal ball. I slick myself up, spoon her, and slip myself inside her red puffy hairless pussy lips. I start to slowly and deliberately fuck her. I tighten my abs. I put my weight on my elbow. I mechanically and precisely thrust my hips into her and her swollen pussy. She asks me to take her however I want and to give her my cum. As I thrust, she curls further into a ball and tells me not to stop. She says, "Take me all night." I tell her I love her, and then she startles awake. I laughed at her and teased her about how she could say something and within a single second fall asleep even while I fucked her. She giggled and held my hand. She tells me to keep fucking her like I was and not to stop till I come. Once again, she falls asleep. I'm determined to fuck her slowly until I come. I tease myself, getting close to orgasm and backing off. I feel her pussy open up to me. I feel her body go completely slack. It feels like her pussy is sucking on my cock with every outstroke. I revel in this feeling. It makes me even harder. I tease myself and after 10 minutes, I hear her snore. I keep this motion up. Sometimes she snorts. Sometimes she twitches. This woman was knocked out. It's then that I feel her pussy change. I feel her lips plump. She gets tighter, and she moans. It feels amazing and I'm so close to coming it hurts. She continues to snore and snort and twitch. That's when I hear our genitals make a sloshing sound. Her juices leak over my thighs. They drip down her ass. They literally soak the sheets. My baby just came in her sleep. I continue to fuck her and tease myself. I'm hyperventilating and my muscles shake and strain. I notice my body has ramped up. I'm a total mess, but I keep pumping. I feel myself getting closer to an amazing orgasm. I feel her pussy start to pulse and grip me. She begins to rouse and her pussy gushes once again. She vocalizes some otherworldly sound, thrusts against me, and then starts to chant, "Yes, yes, yes." This pushes me over the edge. I fuck her harder and faster as I start to come. I grab her fucking hips and I thrust her little body violently on and off my cock as hard and fast as I can until I come ropes after ropes inside her. As her orgasm fades, so does mine, and for no reason, we both start to laugh. We are a sweaty, sticky, pussy-soaked mess. The sheets and the mattress cover are both going to need to be washed. She grabs a wet wipe and tries not to let my cum dribble down her leg and onto the wood floor as she stumbles from the bed to the bathroom. When I hear the shower turn on, I reached for my phone. While she showers, I begin to write this. I don't know what I'm going to do with this yet, but for now, I'll post it here. I hope many people enjoy this and I beg you all to enjoy life and your bodies. Try to rock your own worlds and come as much as you can.